AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Freeport McMoRan trades 5% below its high as copper strength runs ahead of confirmation. Freeport McMoRan added 8.0% for the week and remains in a 27-week trend signal. But negative market dynamics and below average volume keep the confirmation picture mixed. Research brief. Freeport McMoRan closed at $68.41 on 12 June, up 8.0% for the week and 31.6% over 12 weeks. The stock is 17.7% above its trend line and only 5.1% below its 52-week high. But it also trades 54.7% above fair value, with volume at just 0.9 times its 13-week average. In a strong U.S. copper group, FCX remains a relative strength winner, though market dynamics is still negative. Key points. 1. FCX's trend signal is active for a 27th consecutive week, with trend participation present in 44 of the past 52 weeks. 2. The stock closed at $68.41, 17.7% above its $58.10 trend line, and 5.1% below the $72.09 52-week high. 3. Momentum remains broad, 8.0% over 1 week, 8.6% over 4 weeks, 31.6% over 12 weeks, and 69.1% over 52 weeks. 4. Volume did not confirm the move fully, with 70.7 million shares versus a 74.5 million 13-week average and 83.3 million 52-week average. 5. Market dynamics is negative at negative 0.40, despite relative strength improving to 21.16, leaving the setup constructive but not clean. Price action keeps FCX close to its high. Freeport McMoRan's latest week restored upside momentum after a 3.6% decline in the prior week, lifting the stock to $68.41. The move places FCX in the upper tenth of its 52-week range at a 90.1% range position and leaves it only 5.1% below the $72.09 high. The weekly structure remains constructive. Price is 17.7% above the $58.10 trend line, and the trend signal has been active for 27 weeks. That gives the stock a strong regime profile. Although the premium is no longer modest, FCX trades 54.7% above fair value at $44.23. So the market is already paying up for copper exposure and earnings sensitivity. Copper peers are strong, but FCX is not the fastest name this week. The sector backdrop helped. U.S. basic materials gained an average 3.5% for the week and 14.8% over 12 weeks, with trend breadth at 53.0%. FCX ranked 39th out of 223 U.S. basic material stocks on the latest weekly measure, placing it in the 82.9 percentile. And its 31.6% quarter is more than double the sector average. The four-stock industry group averaged a 10.0% weekly return and 34.1% over 12 weeks, with 75.0% trend breadth and 100.0% positive relative strength breadth. FCX's 8.0% week trailed Ero Copper, Southern Copper, and Hudbay Minerals, but it ranked second in the group over both 4 and 12 weeks, keeping its medium-term standing intact. Momentum is strong, yet the signal stack is uneven. FCX's momentum profile is still forceful across timeframes. 8.6% over 4 weeks, 45.1% over 26 weeks, and 69.1% over 52 weeks. Relative strength improved to 21.16, up 48.7% over the 4-week change measure. And the expectation reading remains positive at 55.49%. The weak spot is market dynamics. At negative 0.40, it remains negative, and the current signal state shows no fresh buy from that component. That does not cancel the active trend signal, but it does argue that the latest advance is being led more by price and relative performance than by a fully aligned internal setup. Volume and drawdown risk keep the next week important. Participation was adequate rather than emphatic. Latest volume was 70.7 million shares, below the 74.5 million 13-week average and the 83.3 million 52-week average, leaving the volume ratio at 0.9x and 0.8x respectively. For a stock pressing close to a high after a large 12-week run, that is a meaningful caveat. FCX has logged 36 upside weeks and 16 downside weeks over the past year, but average losses of 6.1% are larger than average gains of 4.5%, and 13-week volatility is 7.4% versus a 52-week level of 6.3%. The key watch points are whether price can hold above the trend line, whether market dynamics turns positive, and whether the next push attracts volume closer to or above a 1.5x participation threshold. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.